Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
My concern with the Bills is that they have to get themselves in position to win one, because they're not going to be the same team next year. They just won't. They're going to be the staff, players, contracts coming up, guys going to go get new big contracts somewhere else. So you don't want that opportunity and that window to pass. And they're still good. You just hope that they don't drop these games they're supposed to win.
Sean Merriman. Congrats to Teresa W. for being this week's lucky winner of the Football Friday tailgate tray giveaway. She's putting the W in Teresa W. Teresa has scored a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab. We pick a new winner every Friday, so keep those entries coming at WGR550.com. Fire up your taste buds at any of their three locations. How do you like that?
Sounds good. What are we talking about there with, like, guys being up? Like, McGovern is up. Daquan Jones is up.
I don't know. It sounded like a form letter.
I don't know. I felt like last year was a big year for that. I mean, they resigned a bunch of their own guys and managed to keep them all, whether that was the greatest idea or not. It was just a weird analysis there. It's a year late, I think. But, you know, I could be wrong.
I have a prediction about next year or even this year.
Oh, yeah?
Or for all time, actually.
Wow.
I predict Carson Wentz will never start another NFL game. I think that was it.
Yeah.
That guy, he is like a pinball.
He beleaguered is a word.
The beleaguered, the hits, he's a car wreck. I mean, every play is, he just, somehow he has a talent for getting blown up. And his shoulder's killing him. You know, he's got that big brace thing on. He can barely even stand it, I think. They're getting blown out. That's it.
Wasn't he coming off the field at one point? Like, it looked like he might be done. Like, his arm was, he looked really in distress. I mean, it's really the same point you're making. But, like, enough to think, like, oh, God, get the other guy better start warming up.
Right? Max Brosmer.
Because McCarthy was the third quarterback in this game, could only come in if that other guy got hurt as well as Wentz. I think that's how that works still. I thought, I didn't spend a ton of time with that game, but boy, I thought he was coming out.
I just think that this is it. And Minnesota now, I mean, their season isn't over, but it might be. Like at 3-4 in that division, Warren Sharp had that they've had the easiest schedule in the league so far, and now they have the toughest from the rest of the way. I know on Bet Sweats for a couple days, they've been talking about like how many games do the Vikings actually win? To win 8 will be pretty good if McCarthy isn't good. And with the schedule they have, like they could be down really bad. There's just no point in Wentz. And have we seen enough as a society with him? Like,
I think so.
It's just sort of, I think it should be over.
Any hope that he has some sort of Joe Flacco, Geno Smith, late career resurgence. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's not that late. Maybe if he hangs around for two more years, he'll get a shot at a Joe Flacco type resurgence or something. Because he's not quite 40 yet, Wentz, right? So he's got a little bit of time, maybe. But no, I think he's toast.
32.
Yeah. Wow.
And he started games
32. He looks like he's 60. He's just getting the living crap beat out of him.
You see that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he started games for six different teams the last 6 years, including this one.
He sort of looks like the face on a player card from the 60s where everybody looked like they were 55 years old and going bald when they were in like the prime of their careers.
This is a favorite Matt Collar point. This is a favorite point of his. He wants to know, like, why is that? Why does everybody look so much younger now for their age, like at least in terms of athletes or famous people, I guess? You really can look up. This is a picture he just sent to me recently. Look up over there, 1976 Topps, John Hadel.
Can you do that? I saw that.
Did you see the picture?
I saw the card. I saw the tweet this week. So I know exactly what you're talking
about. It's your Uncle Fran.
Yeah. John Hadel looks like he's 55 years old in this picture.
And he's 35.
Right.
What is that?
I don't know. Because they're in. I want to say something about like culture and style and how, you know, like I'm 60 years old. My dad looked way older than me when he was 40. But a lot of that was hairstyle, choice of dress, right? Like I'm sitting here wearing a band t-shirt and I got this big gray beard and everything. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm dressing like a 60-year-old human. This job allows for that because I can just, you know, dress in a t-shirt and jeans and flip-flops if I want.
You should be in a cotton button-down shirt.
Right, right. It's some khakis or something.
Clean-shaven.
Right. And just, you know, more conservative looking because I'm a 60-year-old person. I don't know.
Navy slacks.
Slacks. Thank you. Perfect. And some nice loafers.
Loafers.
Yeah. Maybe some Tom McCann shoes. I don't think that exists anymore.
I'm not 60. How would I know?
Yeah.
Or six.
Right? Tom McCann. Remember Jocks?
I don't know if I do. I don't think so.
Those were Tom McCann's like cool sneakers.
Jocks?
Jocks, yes. But that doesn't really work because these people are all in baseball uniforms or football uniforms. So it's not style. I mean, it's just that they're, you know, their faces, they look like they're 55 years
old. It's got to be a number of things. They're not in as good a shape or even close to it sometimes as guys are now. So, I mean, Wentz is 6'5". John Hadel might have been, I don't even know, 5'10 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Maybe it's not a question of whether he's short, but, you know, it's sort of this dumpy kind of build, and I think you would have that. I mean, football players were famous for, like, not being in shape until training camp, and then they would throw up and get in shape over the course of training.
And maybe a lot of these football card pictures are taken that they...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
They are at the beginning of the summer, right?
They absolutely are, or were. They would play six preseason games. Like, the effort being made to get guys in shape was extensive. So, yeah, I think that's when they take those pictures. Baseball, too. Those are usually spring training pictures.
They probably didn't really realize just how bad smoking might have been for you.
Smoking, right? You don't have too many cards where they are smoking on the card, though.
No. The famous photo of Len Dawson, that's not a football card.
No.
It's just a famous photo of Len Dawson. Right?
Yes. I guess we have Joe Burrow for that more recently, but still. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know the answer.
I think liquor and tobacco probably had a lot to do with it.
Maybe could. It could. Logical. I mentioned how the Broncos are wearing throwback uniforms. That'd be the orange jerseys.
I hope so.
Hopefully Dallas wears their regular ones because that's Super Bowl 12. Like, that's great.
Yeah.
If they do that. Also, the Eagles are wearing throwbacks this weekend.
Is that the Kelly Green?
Should be.
Oh, man, that's hot. That's a good look.
And Pittsburgh, Sunday night.
Oh, boy.
They're not technically a throwback uniform. It's just a new throwback look. 1933 is the season that they're patterning these off
of. Get ready for some weird striping, I think, right? Is that
no, they got rid of that.
Okay. All right.
They're not, it's not stripes. It's yellow helmets, yellow jerseys, and beige pants.
And there aren't some weird alternating, I thought I saw jersey that there was something, maybe not stripes, but some oddity on the jersey.
Well,
I thought I saw.
The 1933 Pittsburgh Pirates football team was all stripes. And so I think it's sort of based on that. So maybe there are some stripes, but it's a yellow jersey, yellow helmets, and beige, literally beige pants.
Okay.
And they're playing Green Bay.
And their Packers are wearing white, I saw.
All white.
Right. White helmets, too.
White helmets. They call that like the winter warning or something like that.
Okay.
So that'll look different. I'm glad Green Bay is not going to be in yellow playing against yellow.
That would be tough, I think. Yeah.
All white. What are the Bills are white jerseys, blue pants this week.
Correct.
Which you hate.
I don't hate that.
All right. I take it back.
I like blue jersey, white pants more. The only uniform of theirs I truly hate is the all blue or the all red.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. All white, top of the pops. Throwback or not, don't care. Either way, it's great. Like that uniform that they wore in Atlanta, even though they only scored 14 points and lost, is my favorite look of theirs.
You think it looks good?
Just wasn't lucky. Yeah, it got done in by the Falcons. Cool look too, because they looked pretty good in that game. So yeah, I don't know. I'm all right with what is it again? Is it white with blue pants?
Yes.
Yeah. Not my favorite, but not the worst. I think they have two looks that I would say are worse.
I don't know Carolina's plan. Probably black. But it's sometimes light blue. Like,
yeah, right.
Would be one or the other.
You would imagine if the Bills are wearing white jerseys.
Yes. It would be one or the other.
It would be weird if they were wearing white.
You never see that.
No. White on white? No.
White versus white?
It's a tough matchup.
Sal coming up at 5. What will it mean to things in Carolina with, well, Palmer out, Daquan Jones out, Taylor Rapp out for a month, IR? Sean McDermott this morning visiting with Sal on Extra Point mentioned how this injury of Rapp's goes back to camp. And, you know, that's maybe some explanation for, certainly was McDermott's, like why his play hasn't been better. Just doesn't, he's not himself, that kind of point. And so we'll talk to Sal about how that all will shake out for the Bills. Yesterday we talked about this some, and he's like, Jordan Poyer. We might be there. Sabres and Leafs tonight, pregame at 6 with Paul. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Football Friday on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.